Red Cash, and you got tickets to that game?
Not a one, but I'm working on it.
Red Cash enjoys us this morning. Red worked high school games, college games, got selected to the NFL, back as a line judge. When did that start, Red?
1972, 40 wow. years ago.
That's it. And worked 500 NFL games, couple of Super Bowls, 18 playoff games, and one Pro Bowl. And now still teaching them, are you?
Still trying.
All right, still training NFL officials. And you've got a book out.
Yeah.
What in the world made you decide to do something like that?
Well, I just, you know, there were a few stories that people kept asking about, and also there's a lot of great people and a lot of great philosophy that has occurred over all these years, and I just thought it would be good to put that down in print.
That's it. You know, and the thing is, obviously, Red became known, and I got some audio here this morning. This was Jack Buck talking about you on Monday Night Football in 1994. So let's listen to this.
Offside.
Wait till you hear Red Cash say first down.
That penalty is declined.
Here comes.
First down!
Here comes
first down.
I don't know. How many times you've been asked to do that off the field?
I don't know, but Jack Buck was one of the greats, I'll tell you.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes, sir, he was.
Yeah, that's, lots of us enjoyed that. Hey, let's talk for a minute from your perspective of officiating out there. How do you feel about instant replay?
Well, you got to remember that professional football is entertainment. And one of the things that's happened is that so many fans, and I'm talking about by the thousands, maybe the millions, are really interested in all kind of things that happen. Of course, you've also got a few people that like to wager on some of it.
Oh, yeah, so I've heard about that.
They want all the details. And when you bring along instant replay with high-definition TV, the fan gets to see things that really they never got to see before. The NFL game is so fast, and it was hard with the old TV and so forth to see what was going on. So I think that it's added a measure of pleasure, if you will, to people who are really interested in some of the detail of the game. From an officiating standpoint, we always want to correct errors. I think that the danger of instant replay is that it becomes too big. And you got to remember that the game itself and officiating is art, and instant replay is science. And every now and then, the two conflict.
Yeah, I kind of like missing them every once in a while. It's a human error deal.
Absolutely.
How do you watch a football game in person? Is it different than the way I would watch it?
Well, it might be. I probably pay a whole lot more attention to those guys in the striped shirt.
I'll bet.
The third team, as I like to call them,
yeah.
Whether it be a high school, college, or the NFL, I still like to see what they do and how they do it, and you know, just like you, you've developed skills over the years that make you so popular with all the people, and these guys have to do the same thing. It's not a cut and dried, just going out and being a traffic cop. The ability to get along with the players, to get along with the coaches, and to communicate not only with the fans, but particularly with the commentators in the press box. You got to remember that most of them are former jocks,
yeah,
and they didn't know the rules when they played, and they sure don't know them now.
Hey, Red, can you watch them for fun, or is it still like going to work?
Oh, no. It's fun. I enjoy watching very much. I watch all the football I can. I have fun seeing people do good things, whether it's a player make a great catch or a great throw or a great call by the officials. And when they have one like they had last Sunday night up in New England, I feel for all of them because that weather was miserable.
Sure. Now, you know, people look at you, they go, oh, well, Red Cash, and gosh, everything's going well for him. What a great career as an official. But, I mean, I think it's important that they know that it didn't start out well for you on the field.
No, it didn't. In fact, I got fired twice, once from the Southland Conference and one from the Southwest Conference. And out of that, kind of decided I had to do something a little bit different. Got fired from the Southwest Conference by my, I mean the Southland Conference by my friend Taylor Wilkins, who was the supervisor at the time, and he said the coaches just don't think you're very interested in the game. And at that point, I thought that our job to be out there was somewhat stoic, that we were supposed to be, oh, call it traffic cops and act that way, and I found out that didn't work. And that's when the idea of being a little more enthusiastic and enjoying it a little more and trying to have enough empathy to look at it from the player's standpoint and the coach's standpoint. And I think that's what makes it work and makes the officials and the guys get along well together.
Sure. Finally, I'm going to ask you, Red Cashin's our guest this morning. I'm going to ask you to tell the story on yourself about Super Bowl 20.
Oh, gosh. in Super Bowl 19, they'd had a big argument. The coin that they toss at Super Bowl is designed by the home team. And in Super Bowl 30, for example, out in Phoenix, on one side was a teepee, and on the other side was a train station. And you don't go out to the captain and say, hey, call teepee or train station,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
So they actually got in an argument about what was heads and what was tails, and I was nervous about that. And the script went something like this. I handed the coin to Bart Starr, and Bart tossed it up in the air, and Walter Payton, the great running back with Chicago, was supposed to call heads or tails. Well, the coin went up in the air, and I watched it come down, but I didn't hear Walter say anything. And the coin hit the ground, and I thought, oh, my gosh, we're going to have two coin tosses, and in my business, that's a no-no.
Right.
So the captain from New England said, he said heads, because it was tails. And Bart said, no, he didn't. He said tails. I said, he did? Yeah. And I said, oh, good. And so I went through those hieroglyphics of deciding who's going to be at which end and ran down to where I was supposed to be and realized that I was at the wrong end of the field. I had a little problem. I had 87,000 people in the Superdome, millions on TV, my supervisor in the press box. And all I had to do was get to the other end without being seen.
Sure, wearing black and white stripes.
That's
right.
Right, you know, flag out your back pocket and white cap and funny-looking knickers and just don't be seen. Well, I looked up and Tony Franklin was about to kick off, and I had known Tony in high school as an All-State player and an All-American at A&M and an All-Pro in the NFL. And I walked up and Tony said, Red, what in the world are you doing out here? And I said, Tony, if you want to know the truth, I'm at the wrong end of the field, and if I talk to you long enough, they'll think that's something special for the Super Bowl, and then I can go on down there where I belong. And so Tony said, how are things in College Station? And I said, well, they're great. And we talked about College Station for a few minutes, and I tried it to the other end of the field, and I'm delighted to report that after the game, Art McNally, the supervisor, came in and said, I just want you to know that that little extra of talking to the kicker before the game, I thought that was a good touch. So
the secret was safe for a while, at least.
You know, sometimes you just got to be lucky.
That's awesome.
That's it. The book is called First Down and Life to Go. Red, if they want to get a copy, what do they do?
Well, they can go to nearly any of the bookstores, or the easy way to do it is just go to redcashin.com.
Well, you've been a friend for 50 years, and I thank you so much for spending a few minutes with
us.
Well,
I want to thank you for what you do for all of us in the Valley, because you keep all of us posted, and you do it very well, and I thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Red. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.